Ready? Assuming. Angela, you ready? Thank you. Good? Angela? Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order of the Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for January 9th, 2020. Time now is 7:24 PM. May I please get a roll call?
Mr. Stolper?
Here.
Mr. Radis?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Everybody please stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time, can we take a moment of silence for our military, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders? Thank you.
Maybe Erica first.
All right, we're going to add Erica Graffini from the auditor's office.
Thank you. Just a few things from the auditor's office. This is the board of revision timeframe. Anybody that did an informal or chose not to do an informal who wants to discuss their value now can file between now and March 31st. You can actually do it online this year and you can attach your evidence. Regardless of whether you mail it in or do it online, if you send evidence, you may be offered a agree letter without coming into the hearing. If you don't agree with that letter, then you'll still be set up for a hearing. We're not even going to start those boards till towards the middle of March. Property taxes will be due before that, as will second half before some of them are resolved. But if they want to file, that deadline is postmarked or in the office by the 31st.
Okay.
CAEV renewals went out. They're due by the first Monday in March. That's the regular renewal as well as new apps for anybody who split or combined property or did a name change. Dog tag renewal, that is due on the 31st of March. January, and they're $10. If you miss the deadline, they double the cost. They offer that 3-year for $30 and the 10-year for $100, but if your dog passes away, that longer license isn't any good. You start over with a new dog. Okay. It's just a convenience of not having to renew each year. Last, we tell people pretty much all year long that we'll be able to give them their tax bill amounts between Christmas and New Year's, and we didn't make that this year, but we got them today right about 11:55. So if they call the office tomorrow, we can give them their dollar amount. They won't be on the website probably until early next week, but the information is available in the office now. That's all I have. Is there anything for us?
Do you guys have a link for that appraisal?
Board of Revision, yes. If you go to the website, at the bottom of the homepage, there's several links. The one on the far left is forms. If you go to the forms link alphabetically to the Board of Revision form, it's there.
Nick, do you think you could put a copy and link that to our thank you?
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Erica. Next up on our agenda is approval of payroll. I want this one, right, Angela?
The cash back, yeah.
Yeah. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll dated 1/10/2020. Total amount is $41,207.95 with $8,769.48 in deductions and withholdings.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, you have any?
No, I don't have any purchase orders.
I do. time, I'd like to make a motion to accept a training request. It's a $0 training for the vendor, Medina County Crisis Intervention Team, and it's to send Morley Brennstuhl and Jacob Ghetto to the class from January 27th through January 30th of 2020.
Second. Discussion?
Roll call, please.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order. The vendor is North American Rescue. This is for the wound kits that we got a grant for last year. The total is $998.76.
Second.
Chief, you want to remind everybody what this was, please?
Absolutely. We carry first aid kits in the cars that are primarily designed to render aid to members of the public should they need that prior to or qualified medical personnel arriving on scene. These kits would be specifically for the benefit and self-aid of police officers in the event that they were wounded in the line of duty, particularly gunshot wounds. It would allow them or one of their partners to render aid until such time as more qualified medical personnel are able to assist. So that's the idea, is keeping them going, keeping the lights on until they can get them to the hospital.
Thank you. Any other questions?
I got one question. How long do those last? Do they have like a...
They do have an expiration date. I don't know the answer. It's usually a couple, 3 years. The tourniquets have rubberized material on that I suspect will dry run over time. The quick spot, I think, has a shelf life as well, but I don't know the answer specifically.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Rice?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
All right, I have one purchase order. This time I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition for the department's going to be all. It's going to be for PSE Credit Union. Total amount $6,000. This is for the 2020 HSA contribution for Trustee Chuck Johnson.
Second.
Okay.
Well, I figured that one's a
priority. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
All right, next up is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable, date January 2020. Check number.
Electronic payment.
Yeah, it's going to be electronic payment 1-2020 through check number 30679. Total amount is going to be $224,000. Let me amend my motion to read $224,447.52 and incorporate as a two-page document.
Second.
Discussion?
I do want to explain something. So those electronic payments that have been on there recently, I did speak with our auditor, the state auditor, that, and I think I've explained this before, we are going to have our next three audits by an outside auditing firm. Mm-hmm. But I talked to the managing auditor, and with this whole new payment, every payment, not pre-approving payroll, not pre-approving warrants, they do want to see that the trustees are approving even the electronic payments.
Okay.
So that's why you're going to see those on there. Now, a lot of it's going to be a duplication, because when you're approving payroll, you are already approving those OPERS payments. So it's kind of going to look like we're spending more than we are, but their stance on it is that we're erring on the side of caution and you're always knowing what we're spending.
Okay.
But just be aware that you are approving payroll the night of, and then you're going to see those payments about a month later, because OPERS is always a month behind.
Okay.
And you'll also see you'll see a paychecks one, but that's always going to be behind as well, because I can't get it into the system, into UAN, until the board approves it at the meeting.
Okay. So. Anything else? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is approval of appropriation status. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriation status dated 1/9/2020 and incorporate this 12-page document.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Next up is credit card at the station. This time, I, Mike Stolpa, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code, at its meeting on January 9th, 2020, the board reviewed the credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below for the dates December 12th, 2019 through January 9th, 2020, as provided by the fiscal officer. Credit card accounts: Amazon, E&amp;H, Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC, Staples, Tractor Supply, and Walmart. All right. Next up, department head comments. Elaine?
I was at county planning this morning with Rob, going over the Medina Township maps, kind of putting on the finishing touches on that. So if any of the departments want a map, you just have to let me know what size, or if there's something special that you see that you would like on it. Because we're almost at the point where he's going to print the maps for us.
Okay.
That's obviously the largest one, but there's one that's about like this.
Right.
That fits very nicely under glass at a desk if you want. And then there's the ones that are on, what is it, 11 by 17? Not legal, but the next one up. And then, of course, regular, which means you can't read it, so.
Right.
You would want the larger one, or.
Doesn't have all the names, street names, or anything.
Do they have that in PDF format also, that they can send us?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can send it out. It hogs up your computer, but yeah.
So.
Okay.
That's it.
Chief?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a couple of thank yous. One to the Medina Eagles for the grant to buy the individual first aid kits that the board agreed to purchase tonight. And thanks also to Yvonne for her work in securing that grant. Secondly, I'd like to thank Mr. Johnson, Walmart, and the other unknown residents who took the time out of their day today to send to the police department pastry, Dunkin' Donuts, pizzas, submarine sandwiches, a coffee maker, just all kinds of stuff for Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. So I, and Home Depot, we have late-breaking news, and Home Depot is in on the act too. So we appreciate the support certainly from our community partners, and it's nice to get recognized like that and know that the work the folks do is appreciated. So thank you to everyone who contributed. And Mr. Radis, I believe, has a contract that I'll ask the board to sign with Cintas. We currently are under contract and have been since 2016, a five-year contract with Cintas to provide floor mats in the police department, the entrance and egress areas, to keep our carpets clean. That service currently costs us $104.47 a month. Signing a new contract would reduce our cost to $55.97 a month, but it would require a new three-year contract. So the current contract we're in would end in April of '21. If we sign a new contract now, it would be 36 months from the date of the contract. We would be out of the old $104 a month contract. It's a new program by Centos called the U.S. Communities.
It's actually 115, it's gone up to 115, I don't know what has happened with that, but.
Maybe that $5 service charge.
I think that's what we pay Angels, 115, service department.
Maybe both, yeah, oh, I can look again.
You want to call Denny and see if you can get it?
Yeah, I'll talk to Jack.
This time I'd like to make a motion to approve me signing a three-year contract with Centos. Total is $55.97 per month.
Second.
Any discussion?
All right, that's going to save us money in the long run.
$55.
$55.97. Roll call, please.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I have that down.
Real quick, thank you, Yvonne, for that grant. And if we could, Chief, maybe see if someone could send thank yous out for everyone that.
Actually, for the Eagles, for those blowout kits, I already did send a letter signed by myself and Chief, just thanking the board and the membership.
Maybe do the same for people that dropped off stuff today, it'd be great. Thank you.
Denny?
I've been in contact with the engineer's office and they're working on Hood Road. They got the right-of-way easements all drawn up. And all the paperwork is at the prosecutor's office at this time. And as soon as we get that back, we can start negotiating with the homeowner on what we need to do.
Sounds good. Sounds like they're making progress now.
They are.
Nick, Junior?
Nothing tonight.
All right. Next up is employee handbook policy. Everybody have a chance to review the handbook and that? Other than a couple minor.
Couple minor things.
Just typos, correct?
Is that mine? Which one am I?
Oh, sorry.
I have fallen, sorry.
I can't find it.
You good then?
Yeah.
Are you good then on it?
Other than a couple things that we talked about, clarification, we're good.
All right, and this time I'd like to make them. I, Mike Stolper, move to approve resolution number 01092020-004 to adopt the Medina Township Employee Personnel Policies and Procedures Handbook and incorporate this 54-page document as presented.
Second.
Nick, can we just take care of the typos before we get it printed up? I know there's just a couple that, and then, but everything else was fine.
Are we going to distribute this in any specific way or?
Well, the way I'd like to do it is once we get them all printed up and that, if the people still have their old one, I'd like the old one back. That way there's no, as to which one they were using or whatever. They're also going to have to sign for them, just like we did in the past. That way we know everybody received one and we'll do it by departments, you know. I'll work with Nick to make sure that each department head gets the copies once they collect the old copies back first. I think we should get the old copies back first before we distribute the new ones, unless you guys have any other.
I have two questions. So first off, as soon as the typos are fixed, we'll send it off to Paychex and hopefully they will be able to print them off for us. Are we, the one question I have is the policies that are staying separate, do we want those printed up as well though? And then are we going to?
I think so, just all, make it all one, to, you know, right now. So it's all one.
Now, if with Paychex, I told you they said they're not sure until they see the format. If they can't do it, you want Nick Junior to just get pricing as far as?
Yep.
Okay.
If he could. Nick, you have anything you want to add to this? I know that you worked hard on getting this updated and to the point where we can approve it.
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope.
Anything else?
They don't have them, they don't have their old one.
Well, then we'll make a note that they didn't have an old one, but they received the new one. This way that they, you know, for some reason they come back and say, hey, I'm using this one. You know, this way we have an account for whether or not they return one.
Make sure.
Or didn't return one, but that everyone will have a new one. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Did I sign it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Great.
Usually tabbed.
Next up was the social media policy. Is any before I read this?
Yeah, I read it.
Okay. All right. Then this time I'm Mike Stolper. Move to approve resolution number 01092020-005 to adopt the Medina Township social media policy and incorporate this 12-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion on this? So this kind of goes along with our handbook. We updated our social media policy to kind of incorporate everything that wasn't in the old one, which really was non-existent. And I want to thank Yvonne for and taking the lead on this and working through it, and then for Nick to help, you know, finish off with what we needed to do. Yvonne, you have anything you want to add?
No.
This time, can I get a roll call?
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
And then this will go along with the handbook. There's nothing to return because I don't think we really had a social media policy that was put out to the employees, so.
I have a question actually with the handbook. There was, can I see that? There are a couple notes on like amended, yeah, I'm gonna take this apart. Yeah, like just for instance, 1018 mobile device policy updated June of 2015. Are we keeping that in there?
For right now.
Okay, and then, so all of the separate social media policy, Nick Jr., and then any of the separate policies, if we could get that all in one email, if you could get everything in PDF format, and then I'll send it off to Maura at Paychex.
And for the public, the reason why we did two separate policies, social media changes constantly, so we don't want to be strapped into having a new handbook kept to be printed every time social media changed, or we updated our policy on that, so we decided to do two separate, but make it into one handout that the employees will receive. So if there's any changes in employee or in social media policies, we can just go ahead and return that and give them the new copy. Next up is approval of revised zoning forms. Elaine, you want to talk about anything before we do this?
Just that we've been going through all the new forms or old forms. He has worked so hard, Nick has, on making them more up to date, getting rid of some areas, some space that they just needed.
Streamlined.
Yeah. And adding the new hours was a big thing. That almost took every form.
Right. And I think, and then all the, and then our appendix changes and all that too. So.
Yeah. Schedule of fees, and yeah, just went through a lot of stuff, and he's done a lot of work on it to update all the forms. They look good.
Any problems, Mark?
Nope, I do.
I'm Mike Stolper. Move to approve the revised zoning forms for 2020 and incorporate these 24 pages of revised forms as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Again, Nick and Elaine, thank you for taking that on. And
he's the one that did most of it.
Yeah, but I mean, you still had to sit down with them and explain what needed to go in there and, you know, what could come out. February 6th meeting date discussion. There's a conflict in regards to this date. This is when OTA, we'll be at OTA down in Columbus on that Wednesday through Friday.
So, you know what?
Is that one of the payroll?
Yes. Actually, can we move this to, can we move this to the bottom of the agenda?
Yep.
Okay. Because I don't know if my phone's, I either forgot it at home, but it's not telling me I'm unlinked, so I don't have my calendar, and I'm going to see if it's in the back. So, yeah, let's just move that to the top.
All right. This payroll discussion, Angela, that's what we had talked about before.
Yeah.
All right, let's skip that for right now, too.
Okay.
We'll go to disposal of obsolete township property. This time, I'd like to make a motion to go ahead and get rid of obsolete township property as stated in this page. One date stamp for 2019, one box of floppy disk, 23 blank cassette tapes, and 35 obsolete keys that we have no idea what they belong to. Is that a motion or?
Yeah, he's second.
Okay, second.
Any discussion on this?
Yes.
That date stamp doesn't go past 2019, so.
Yeah.
That was pretty much.
Put that in the museum.
That was mine.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Hang on to those tapes. There's probably people out there that want them. Blank ones.
They're
on eBay.
Yeah, maybe they go along with your beta.
I have beta tapes.
That's
I've heard.
I do. Yeah, I was going to take a picture and bring it, but I just didn't get to it.
On your
phone. Angela, you want to put that down and do public comment then too?
Yeah, why don't
you other
do,
stuff?
If we could do that and then just do, yeah, that's perfect.
All right. This time I'd like to make a motion to open the floor for public comment, at which time please state your name and address for the record.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
This time, floor is open for public comment. Anyone?
The new employee handbook and social media.
Glenn, sorry, could you state your name, please?
Glenn Lojack, Post Newspapers. Any significant changes over, past handbook that people would be?
Well, social media, that's a significant change there. A lot of it was just kind of going through and taking out stuff that didn't apply anymore and updating it to the new, laws and that for, what's out there, federal laws, state laws.
Okay.
And we did have it reviewed by an attorney.
By the attorney.
Okay.
Cleaned a lot of stuff up. No big pile. I mean, it's going to.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Anybody else?
So Matt Ventura, 3833 Worcester Lane. I know we had talked about, or there had been talk about food trucks and things of that in the future for spring and summer. If you guys, I'll volunteer my time. You guys are putting together to head that up.
Nick's been making some phone calls, so once we get some people that bite on it, because I'd like to start at least once a month, maybe on a Friday night, and if it grows from there, and we could do two or three on a Friday between, 4:30 and 8 or something like that, and then see how it pans out, and maybe if we get a good turnout, looking at maybe doing a movie, after that or something. But appreciate it, Matt. Thank you.
You should maybe look at forming a committee.
Well,
to look at community events too.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Just because I know it gets, we're going to be at summer before we know it.
Right. I know Nick's kind of going through a couple of things.
I know when Matt Schley was here, he said.
I have some information. I talk to people. It's just a matter, I have to contact them. Yeah.
I love the idea. I think it's a great idea.
Basically, end of February, beginning of March is usually when they have their new rates out for and what the new movies are and things like that, so they can give me a better pricing as to what it's going to cost. Anyone else? Once? Twice? All right. This time I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
All right. Next up on the agenda wasn't on there, is an executive session to discuss employee compensation, and it'll be with the three trustees and the fiscal officer. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session with the three trustees and the fiscal officer.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
We're in executive session at 7:54 p.m. Executive session with the three trustees and a fiscal officer. The time now is 8:27 p.m. Next up on the agenda is February 6th meeting date discussion. Nick, we're going to go ahead and table that, please, for next meeting. We'll discuss it next one.
Because I have site plans also.
Oh, for that. Shoot.
Well, I have site plans, yeah, because...
How many are there going to be, Elaine?
Towards my deadline.
Okay, how many do we have right now?
One.
And that Tuesday is a meeting two, right?
We have two.
There's a zoning meeting that Tuesday?
No.
No?
No, it's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. CBA is next Wednesday. This is one of the rare months where they come before my meeting. The third Wednesday comes before the third Tuesday, and half the board forgets that and doesn't show up.
Forgive me, Elaine, because I know like very little about zoning, you know, but could they come the 30th or no?
Well, okay, so the meeting's this day, so that's too soon for her to get letters out. So, yeah, so then no, and then yes would be the next, would be this one.
Everyone's going to be gone. I mean, they're not even.
Yeah, that's what I was, just wanted to let you guys know what you want to do.
Yeah, want to move it to like Tuesday? Well, no, that would be for us coming in, approving the site plans.
So far, I have two that are coming.
Unless we did a special meeting Wednesday morning before we left.
Yeah.
They don't have to be there, right? I mean, these are...
No. We normally, we ask them to be there in case the trustees have questions.
Right.
But since at least two of you are coming to the meetings, you kind of know what's going on, so there's not questions.
Right.
Most of the time in the past, there weren't trustees there, and they would have questions.
Hey, no decisions were made, right?
No decisions were made. In our executive session, yeah.
Ever made.
So I guess we could still discuss it, but we're going to have to do something for those people. I mean, whether it's Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
Right. Well, we'll know. Wait, but you have to get the letters out on the 23rd or
Kim,
I mean, on the 16th or what?
Kim, after the meeting, you know, a couple days later, she gets some letters out to the applicants.
And when's the meeting?
Giving them, telling them.
Meeting's the
21st.
Yeah.
So.
If there's, is it confusing or anything testing you?
No.
What are they on? She might be able to get it to us by the 30th, right?
Yeah.
Brew Garden.
And a new fitness place is coming in on Stonegate.
Well, I'm wrong about the meeting. It's the 23rd. It's the meeting. I said 30th, but it's the 23rd. It's our next meeting.
Oh, that's right. The 23rd.
I don't know why I said 30th.
Yeah, she won't get them back to turn around. Yeah, because she has to be able to send them out and all that. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, they would be on the 6th then.
What's the Brew Garden got now?
The Brew Garden is opening the old Golden Crack.
Yeah, I know that. I know they went through the parking thing and got that.
Well,
denied.
We tabled it at my board because the site plan he gave me was
wrong.
Nondescript. I've seen better ones on cocktail napkins.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But, and he knew that he had two issues in his mind. We could think of a few others, but he had two. So he filed to the ZBA, double filed. So my board tabled it because the information we needed was not there. And depending on what the ZBA did would have a big bearing on what it would look like. So they approved one and turned down one.
Okay.
And then Elaine and I talked to him, and he realized that he should listen to us when we offered to have a preliminary discussion like we usually do with new ones like that. And so I think he should be all right when he comes through.
He sat after the meeting, and now he gets it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're looking at two for, as of right now.
So we will have to have a meeting either Tuesday night or Wednesday morning before we go.
Right.
Will you guys have time to do it Wednesday morning?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't be here, but you could.
Two of us, I mean, if I have to work half a day, you guys could.
Can you?
Yeah, I usually have a meeting from like 7:45 to 9, you know, and then I'm done.
But if there's just the two, and there's no issues, she needs to send them a letter for their files, but you could probably, if there's no issues on the 23rd, even though Kim won't have all the paperwork out. That's a possibility, making the assumption they are both through smoothly.
Right.
Then let's decide on the 23rd.
We'll wait and see where we're at.
Looking. We've just been getting slammed, so if we're going to have a lot.
We might have to have something anyway.
Yeah, so let's.
And I can do Tuesday night, too. If we have to, if we can watch
stuff. Yeah, so we'll talk about it on the 23rd.
Trying to squish it in that window on Wednesday morning, then going, you know.
Yeah, that might be, I mean.
All right, so we'll keep that table.
Okay.
Next up, payroll discussion is what we dropped down then, too. Angela, you want to discuss this?
Yes, so we are, we're kind of old school the way we do things with payroll, so I think we need to move into the century. I'm suggesting a payroll app that goes along with our, what we use right now is our payroll company is Paychex, and we are hooked up with Paychex Flex, it's called. So the payroll app is called FlexTime. It just simplifies things, streamlines the process, no more confusing timesheets to fill out.
Be standard across the board for all departments.
Yep. No, because right now we're using three different timesheets for three different departments, four different actually timesheets, which is just, it's silly. And again, we're, you know, we have our audit this year, so I'm really just trying to make things, again, just streamlined and all look nice and neat and clean. So we're dropping that HR bundle as soon as we either get this handbook printed or not, but the pricing actually works out to be better without the HR bundle. So we're still, they're giving us our discount, so it's gonna it'll be a little less than $100 a month for the application, for the app. It can be accessed through a computer, a tablet, a phone. We can set restrictions, and we can do all that once it's in place through the setup of it. But I just would like the board to approve moving forward with it so that we can. It's going to be at least a 3-week setup, so I'd like to start the process. If possible, we can get it done by that February 6th, which will really simplify things for
right.
that meeting as well. So, and then we have, we'll decide, like I said, we can make the decision on how it's going to be accessed, but we do have those tablets, the iPads, Nick Jr. had pointed out. Are those tablets actually, are they usable? Did we ever get into them?
They're all usable.
So we have the tablets. Maybe we can just use one of those at each location, perhaps, or even two at the police department, maybe bigger department, more people. But anyways, we can do that, or computers. But like I said, we can talk about all that later. I'd just like to get the process started, because there's a long questionnaire that needs to be filled out, and then they start converting over the policies we have in place, which is like our sick time, longevity, uh-huh. that kind of stuff. So that all needs to be done before we can even start making those decisions. There's a lot of cool features that goes along with it, but we'll do a training on it once it's in place. But this is what I'm recommending. to make payroll easier for everybody.
And this is like a timesheet app?
Right, it will actually replace the timesheets.
Okay.
One question I have is, like, for court time, what do you get, four? Two, three, okay. How do we... It'll just put in court time?
Put it in there, yeah. Now, there may be, I'll have to find this out, actually. I'd like to talk to the gentleman you've been talking to, but that's actually court time. We can put in the formula for that. Now, if there's more than the 3 hours, sometimes you're held over. I'll have to find out if that'll be a manual override or not.
Okay, but it's feasible, we can do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah. It offers so much. Nick Jr. has been helping me a lot with, he's been actually doing everything. But it's...
Like for those guys, call out, we could put something in for a call out, 2 hours, something like that.
Yeah, I'll find that out. We'll work on...
Yeah, there's a lot of things to think about there with that.
With what, the call outs?
Well, everything. I mean, when we go in now, it's always been when we get called at nighttime, our time starts from as soon as we leave the house.
Okay. Yeah, I do know that.
You know that. So, how are these guys going to clock in from home?
Yeah, we'll. This is not intended to change what.
And it might be one of those where we give the department head ability to go in and start the time as to exactly, because you'll know,
right?
You know, if it's, you know, your department, you'll know exactly when you got called out as to what the start time was.
That'd be more than me. I'm not there every day.
No, but
you know, so.
Well, I would ask that. I mean, the one thing that will be important, and like I said, I'm going to guess Paychex offers training. So after I do the training, I probably will most likely have somebody come out and do a training. Or if not, I'll do it myself. But what I would really, what's most important is that everybody's just is aware and pays attention to their own, which is important anyways, no matter what. So that, like, worst case scenario is something has to be manually overrode. You know, it's not like, that's not the normal. Really what I'm worried about is the normal everyday.
Right.
Time.
Yeah, 7 to 3 every day.
Right. So, I mean, we're going to work out. There's going to be variables. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be have to be things that, little kinks to work out. But ultimately, this is going to be better for all of us. So, make things more simplified.
And uniformed.
Yes.
Which I still think I'm still going to have my guys fill a sheet out.
That's fine.
Every day.
But you'll keep it.
We can keep them.
Yes.
I use that for my report. You know, that's what I go off of.
You may be able to pull reports through here, though, too.
Oh, there's going to be, yeah. The reports are so easy. But, yeah, you keep whatever what you need there. Now, I'll be printing off the reports for audit purposes and still keeping the payroll files. It's just going to be all through the paychecks.
Gotcha.
The paychecks app. Another thing that, is Yvonne's not here anymore? Okay. Is Yvonne still going to be doing admin, or is it going to be just, is she moving to just place now?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's going to be on case by case type thing. If there's certain things that we might need to pull her for, to you know, help Nick out or whatever, then we might do it that way.
I would request that if that's the case, then we keep her on police time. And then we just supplement it out of the general fund, but not, because right now, I know last year the board had made the motion that to go ahead and move everybody to the, I can't think of the word right now, sorry, but the like digital version of check stubs. And I couldn't do that because, unfortunately, when you have somebody in there as more than one organizational unit, you can't do a check stub for each. So it'll save us delivery fees biweekly. I mean, it's not much, but okay. It's like, you know, $12, $13. But every little bit helps, and there's no reason to be paying those. They send us exactly what you have in front of you at the meetings already.
Right.
So, like I said, if she does work, it's usually for admin. It's such a small amount. I'll figure it out and pay the different, you know, just pay it out of the general fund. But let's not have her
Okay, that's fine.
Use the, okay. So I'm just going to, I'm going to deactivate. That way, that'll save us also, because we get charged twice if we, yeah. So if you could make that motion.
Anything else? Mark, anything else? Chuck, any more questions?
Not yet.
All right, this time I'd like to make a motion to approve signing up for Paychex Flex Time Timesheet app.
Second.
We already had a discussion on this. Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I have a full sheet.
I think the motion is fine.
I know, but. All right.
And I have one other thing before.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have anything else. So with the auditor's calendar, February 5th, or January, I'm sorry, 15th, inventory is due. So, why did you laugh? Because of when we did it last year, I would ask that the department heads look it over again, and then maybe
resubmit.
I will, and I would like each trustee to perhaps meet me and do this with me, but I will be doing spot audits this year because the auditor is going to come in. So
okay.
I would like to show that we did our due diligence so that if they would like to, at least we show that we've done that. So I know it's coming up real fast, and let's just shoot for, if, and like the lists are very current, so, but if perhaps you could work on getting it updated and giving it to your respective trustee liaison, and then if you can get it done for the 23rd, that'd be awesome. And then the spot audits won't be right away. I would like to just do them.
For the next 2 weeks.
No, I would say, I'm assuming they're going to start scheduling the audits probably in June, starting in June. So I would guess ours will be somewhere between June and August, September. So I would just say maybe after we set our permanent budget.
Okay.
And that is another thing. We are not the only ones who got our software late. The state just got their numbers yesterday. So they may not even be having their budget meeting next Friday as usual. So I talked to Mary Beth over there yesterday, and she said, don't even worry about it. Everyone's a mess right now. So we will still have our budget meeting in February, even though everything's behind. So there's just a little bit to tweak with the certificate. And then the year-end balance worksheet I intend on having done by the 23rd. It should be done this weekend, but.
You gonna want to meet with us before?
By the permanent budgets? It's either that or we do what we did last for the temporary.
Meeting.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Maybe we could start
early.
Early, yeah.
Yeah.
That worked out well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were a couple things they had, the county had changed out other sources on just two funds, on the police fund and on the general fund. And she said that some of their formulas got messed up, and they don't know why. So I'm going to change it back, and then we just have to wait for that to come back. So she wasn't, like I said, they weren't even sure when they were going to have their budget meeting this month. So as soon as they do that and we get that certificate back, then we can schedule that. So maybe hopefully on the next week or next meeting, and we can schedule it.
Okay.
At that point. But, so.
Anything else?
No. Can you reach out to Chief Painter about the inventory?
I will.
Okay. Thank you.
So I have a couple things I have to talk to him about. So. Mark, you have anything?
Nope.
Chuck, you have anything?
No, I don't think so.
And at this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn Medina Township trustee meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 8:46 p.m.
Take care.